Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, and today we are speaking with Justin Hahnemann, who is a director at Coca-Cola and author of the book, Make It Happen, Live Out Your Personal Brand. He's also a singer-songwriter. Welcome, Justin, to Public Speaking Superpowers.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks so much for the invitation.
You're welcome. Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
Absolutely. I would say it started in my days in management consulting, and in the management consulting space, there are daily public speaking opportunities for presenting proposals, pitches to different customers, different audiences, different leaders within different organizations. So out of college, I went to management consulting as kind of my first role, and that was with Ernst & Young. That's really where I picked up a lot of the skills. It was something that I would say developed over time. Initially, really enjoyed it, but I think over time got really good at presenting material in a clear and concise way. So that's where I started, was in management consulting, and then now I'm over at Coca-Cola Enterprises. I found many of the same opportunities to present here and then in the community. I do a lot of public speaking on my book, on personal branding, on authentic leadership, and on things like pursuing your passions in the music space.
Good. So do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something you are born being able to do?
All you have to do is go to see speakers on a regular basis to recognize that some are really strong presenters, and some are better with content, but not good presenters, and then some fall somewhere in between. And honestly, it's interesting. I find myself almost taking notes on what I like or would do better or hope to do better when I see someone else speak. Mm-hmm. From the standpoint of thinking about it being a learned skill or something you're born with, I do believe we're all born with different personality types. So for individuals that are extroverted, I view them as typically being very good with people. And so when they're in front of groups, they can be perceived as being good public speakers. But what I've also found is that with practice and coaching, many, many different types of individuals can become great public speakers. So I would lean more towards the being a learned skill versus one that you're born with. That's at least been my experience.
A lot of the people I've been speaking with would agree with you. And I have to admit that my instinct is that there's probably people who are born with maybe a predilection toward it.
Right.
But that anybody can learn it. It's kind of like writing is the same way. There are people who just naturally take to writing, but it is a learned skill. You can learn to write well.
No question. And someone that's a really, really good writer typically has gone through many iterations of developing that talent and probably failed a couple of times. And quite frankly, those failures and the times when, man, that presentation just didn't go so well, or just that you could tell the audience disengaged, those are where you really learn how to be a better public speaker and how to better present yourself to groups of different types and sizes and shapes. I definitely view that as a learning experience. Nobody can teach that.
Right. There's something about being faced with challenges. As long as you approach them with the right mindset, they can be something that actually makes you stronger.
No question. And what you have to do, though, you have to have the rigorous routine and focus on looking back and assessing what went well and what could be improved. One error that I've seen many public speakers make is they assume that it went really well because it felt good. But when you go and talk to the audience or really get some feedback on surveys, you find out that you didn't connect, that they didn't get the key points, that there were no takeaways that they went and acted on. And so it's really important that you take time to look back and assess what went well and what didn't go well, not only from your own feelings about it, but from somebody that can give you some true feedback.
Right. Because sometimes it can feel good from your perspective where, like, maybe you felt like you made the strong point. But if you're using the wrong words or body language for your specific audience, then, mm-hmm. Yeah, that connection would not be made.
No question. An example that I would use is when I first was doing presentations and group presentations and whatnot, I found that as soon as it was done, I felt like, yes, it was great. It went so well, and I got through all the material. But then I'll never forget, after one of the very first times that I was in front of a big group, very large group, a couple hundred people, the feedback I got was I was speaking too fast. And there was too many slides and a lot of detail that couldn't be read in the back of the room. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh my gosh, it didn't matter whether I was a good speaker or not. It's all the parts that have to go together. So my presentation to the group and my personality type might come out very well, but if the content's not legible or I'm rushing through it too quickly, guess what? I mean, I'm really not an effective public speaker. So you have to consider those things. Another example I would use is, and you see this a lot with people that are singers, and which is one of my hobbies, is that they feel really good when they've performed their own music and something that they've written, and they assume that because they like it, then everyone must like it. What you often find is that's just not the case. And again, it's good to get some outside perspectives and at least take them into consideration.
Yeah, and you know, I think what you just described happens a lot with art in general, because I know I write short stories, and some of my favorite short stories I've never been able to sell because they don't fit a target market.
No question.
So it's like, yeah, it may be really good art, but if no one likes it...
No question. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you may love it, but then other people might think you're really not a good artist. And so I don't know that there's one good answer to what, if you define for me the ideal public speaker, I don't know that there is a consistent answer to that. There's probably qualities of the individual that people would say are the great public speaker. But I was just in an event in January, and the CEO of this large software company spoke, and he's absolutely not a good public speaker. But his content was so engaging, so interesting, that every one of the 2,500 or 3,000 people in the room were totally in. It didn't matter that he looked down at the podium the whole time and kind of talked low like this, or that he wasn't out being, I'll call it provocative with the audience, you know, or engaging the audience. But man, his content, I mean, people were talking about that presentation the whole morning, but he wasn't a good public speaker. So it's a combination of things that have to go together.
Well, it sounds like probably, and we've been kind of alluding to that in our conversation so far, is that it's that connection.
No question.
You can be entertaining and dynamic, but if you don't make that connection, your speech, it's like clapping in an empty forest.
No question. And so if I had to give one piece of advice to someone looking to be a good public speaker, I would say that, well, first of all, it would be practice, practice, practice. Accept every opportunity to present to groups, because it's the only way in my mind to get better. But two, and I think maybe even more importantly than number one, is to take time to do your homework on the audience before you go and speak to them, to understand who they are, who's sitting there, what are the things that are troubling them, what are the potential hot buttons to touch on, what are the concepts or ideas that would really engage their thinking. And what you cannot do is assume that the same content you presented at groups 1, 2, and 3 is going to work with groups 4, 5, and 6, because you've got to customize your message to the audience. And the times when I haven't done well are the times when I have assumed that the same content presented over again will hit right on the money, and that's just not the case.
Right, very true. So imagine, if you will, that you were a public speaking superhero. What do you believe would be your main superpower?
Another way to think about that would be, like, what are the one or two things you think you're really good at? Is that your question?
That is one way of interpreting it, yes.
Okay. If I were to think about the things that I believe I do well, I believe that I have learned and have gotten better at preparing for the audience. So just as I was saying a few minutes ago, doing a little bit of pre-work so that when I come in, I can use content that's familiar, that I can present ideas that are relevant. I think that's something that I've learned to do well, but I didn't used to do well. Second thing that I believe that is a strength of mine is connecting with people and personality, being outgoing. I don't like to stand behind a podium. I like to move around. I like to be in the audience. I like to feel the sense of the vibe in the room. And that's something that I don't think can be trained. I do think that that's something that comes with feel over time, and it's different for every individual. But those would be two things I think for me would be my superhero powers.
Okay. So what advice would you give someone if they wanted to develop those superpowers?
Yep. So I get asked that question frequently, or actually not as often as I would hear that question. When people ask, you know, how do you get invited to come speak at groups, and how do you get your name out there? What I've found is you have to really be proactive initially and have some good content to go talk about. So, for example, I work in the consumer goods industry, and I know the industry very well. So there are events that are always looking for speakers that I always raise my hand to speak at. Good practice, good way to get your name out there, a good way to get in front of a big group of people that you don't know, but it's also a good audience to try out some different things on. So what happens when you go do those things? Well, you learn from them, which is great, but you also meet people that might need speakers for other events or that are looking to bring in subject matter experts to talk to groups within a customer. What I've also found is one thing leads to another, leads to another. So that's the first thing, is that I'm being proactive. And then the second is there is some cachet to things that you have written being platforms to be invited to speak. And so what I mean by that is if you write white papers, if you write your own material, whether it be songs or books or other types of content, inevitably that, because it was published, becomes a platform for you to then have some cachet to be invited to come speak to groups. And so I would encourage people that do have a focus or interest or passion for being in front of people and helping people and helping others to think about their talents and see if there's information that they can publish that can also be out there. And then there's only one more thing that I would say that is a must-have, and that is you've got to be absolutely passionate about the people that you're talking to taking something away, that there's some key takeaway, something in it for them that when they leave the room that they have learned or said that was pretty cool, or wow, I really learned something. Because otherwise, what's the point? And I can promise you, you won't be invited to speak there again. So there you go.
Very true. In fact, that's very true in all businesses. It's really all about your target market, or in the case of a speaker, your audience. It's not about you.
No question. But what happens is some people's egos get caught up in their thinking, and so they develop this whole concept of, because I was invited to speak at different events, that I must be really good. And I think that you've got to be really good at self-realization and self-analysis.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Justin, for sharing your insights with us today.
Absolutely.
This is the end of today's episode of Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on his picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.